This is Coast Radio News for Monday, October 14th, 2019. I'm George Henry. In what might be an indication of things to come this winter, the National Weather Service has issued a warning for extremely high seas. A storm brewing off the coast is forecast to bring waves later this week that could exceed 22 feet in height. The high seas will be accompanied by a gale warning, with winds expected to gust in excess of 30 miles per hour by Wednesday morning. Significant rainfall is expected on Wednesday, and thunderstorms are also predicted. The rain is expected to begin Tuesday evening and continue through at least Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. If you're a fan of the flavored e-cigarettes, they will be unavailable in Oregon beginning tomorrow. Governor Kate Brown instituted an executive order banning the sale of all vaping products that are flavored and taste like anything other than tobacco or marijuana. An outbreak of respiratory illnesses have taken 39 lives, including two in Oregon. The ban will be in place at least 6 months, and the Oregon Health Authority and the Oregon Liquor Control Commission have enacted temporary rules governing the ban. Part of the reason for the ban, according to authorities, is to limit vaping for youth. Cause of the illnesses associated with vaping is still undetermined. The Port of Siuslaw will hold their monthly meeting this Wednesday in Mapleton. The Board of Commissioners will hold a work session at 5:30 at Mapleton High School, followed by their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The meeting will cover basic financial reports and take a look at their strategic business plan with two members of the Lane Council of Governments. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, October 14th, 2019.